is worth saving. God bless you all.
And just what should we be praying for in this Thanksgiving? A return back to God in America.
LegendarySystems.net now offers affordable remote tech support for your computer, the same service that large companies have been using for years. To discuss your needs and pricing, call us at 231-818-8349. Don't take your computer in for repairs. Let us do it remotely. Again, call us today at 231-818-8349.
And now this from Northern Michigan RV.
Hi, I'm Tony Kessering from Northern Michigan RV in Galen. Get ready for a new adventure with help from Northern Michigan RV. We sell everything from pop-ups and truck campers to luxury fifth wheels, and we have everything to keep you going, including parts, full service, and even propane. And we're open year-round. Don't buy anywhere before stopping into Northern Michigan RV. Off 32 on Expressway Court behind Walgreens and Gaylord. Online at northernmichiganrv.com. Get ready for a new adventure at Northern Michigan RV.
Hello, I'm Jerry Stewart. Welcome back to this special Thanksgiving program. Today we're talking about this idea of blessings. We heard the story of one man, Irving Berlin, who loved America so much and was so thankful for the life America had given him that he wrote a song asking for God to bless America. We heard the story of Anne Sullivan, the woman who worked to bring Helen Keller out of her dark and silent world, and how Anne Sullivan's terrible and tormented childhood actually led her to Helen Keller, who became a wonderful blessing to so many people all around the world. The impact of Helen Keller's life still lives on today, all because of Anne Sullivan. But here's a question. Is it possible for people in the midst of their hardship and suffering, is it possible for them to be a blessing? Well, think about it. Who are the people who inspire us most? Oh, we may have sports stars and celebrities we look up to, but truly the people who inspire us most are the people who, in the midst of their own hardships, do not quit. That's one reason we're so attracted to those first pilgrims at Plymouth Rock. They had everything going against them, but with God's help, they refused to quit. Yes, it is possible for a person to be a blessing in the midst of their hardship. If you've heard any of my past programs, you've heard me mention one job I took as a young man over 35 years ago now that so moved me that I have never forgotten. It was a job working for a church called Crusaders Chapel. Now, what made the church unique is that it was a church designed to minister to people with all forms of physical and mental ailments and hardships. The church was founded by a man who had been a college football player with a great career ahead of him until a tragic accident had paralyzed him from the neck down. But instead of letting his paralysis destroy his life, he decided to start a ministry, a church, where people with all sorts of handicaps could come and be ministered to. And when I agreed to take the job at that church, I thought that I would be ministering to those people. I was soon to find out that it would be them instead who would be ministering to me. I'll never forget the night I first came to Crusaders Chapel. I was pretty nervous. After all, there were so many suffering people. Some had ailments from birth, like muscular dystrophy. Others had been struck by polio and multiple sclerosis. Still others had been victims of accidents and violent crimes and wars. There was every form of suffering a person could imagine. So how would I act? How could I, in my own way, spread some little piece of joy and sunshine? Well, as I drove up to the church and stepped to the door, I took one big gulp and stepped inside. And when I did, I was taken back. No, I was shocked. They had moved all the chairs and obstacles to the sides of the church, and they were actually having wheelchair races. There was laughing and talking and fellowship and joy. And before that night was over, they had me in a wheelchair racing and joking and singing. It was absolutely amazing. Crusaders Chapel was a wonderful, joyous place. Now, that doesn't mean that there wasn't sadness, too. There were those who became sick and some that died. It wasn't that unusual for someone to have some difficulty actually during a church service. And of course, there were dreams and aspirations they had that never came true. People who wanted, oh, so much to stand up and walk or to give a speech that others could actually understand their words. But they never allowed the hardships to overshadow their joy. And just what was the secret to their joy? Well, to them, it was no secret. It was a peace and assurance they had in their hearts, given to them by Jesus Christ. But there was something else very special that they had. They had learned to grow where they were planted. In other words, to accept their particular circumstance in life and to do the best to live through it. But most of all, to be a blessing, an encouragement to someone else. I remember one young man, he was just 19. His name was Clayton. He had been a big boy, an athlete, but he'd been struck with such a severe case of multiple sclerosis that his widowed mother could not handle him. So he ended up in a rest home. And every Sunday, I would pick him up, wheel him into the church van, and take him to church. He could hardly speak, but he loved to sing in the choir, to mostly just make a joyful noise unto the Lord. Well, as his disease continued to take its toll, he lost a lot of weight. One Sunday, as I picked him up from that rest home, they were working to get his trousers to stay up. I loaded him up into the van and we made our way to the church. When we got there, we were running late and the service was already starting. As I rushed to get him up the ramp in his wheelchair and into the church, Clayton began to slide down in that chair. He couldn't stay that way, so I put my arms under his arms and gave him a pull back up. But when I did, there was one big problem. When his body came up, his pants stayed down. And there he sat in that wheelchair, only in his underwear. What did Clayton do? He began to laugh. It was like a bad skit in an old vaudeville routine, and he could not stop laughing. Before I knew it, he had me busting up laughing too. Here Clayton was with his trousers at his ankles. We couldn't go in and all the people inside. And there we were outside and we couldn't stop laughing. Well, finally I composed myself and tried to think of a solution. So I rushed back to the van, pulled out a blanket, and ran back to Clayton. I tucked that blanket around his waist and down under his feet to cover him up. Then we took a moment and made our entrance. But Clayton was not content to just sit in the congregation. He wanted to be wheeled up front to be in the choir. So I pushed him up there and nobody noticed that his trousers were down. Well, in a few minutes, the choir sang their special music, and Clayton, in his own musical style, did his best to make his own joyful noise unto the Lord. But in the middle of that song, Clayton looked at me, and through his own disability, he managed to give me a wink. And he gave me something else that day, a wonderful blessing. Now, I don't know why there has to be heartache and hardship and suffering, but there's a part of me that wonders, are there some people so good, so strong, so courageous, so full of God's love and joy that they're picked for the most important job of all, to be a blessing? Thank you, Clayton, for being a blessing to me. I'm Jerry Stewart. I'll be back with some final thoughts after these messages.
If you're enjoying this special holiday program today and you'd like to know how to get your own copy, you can visit my website at www.jerrystewartusa.com. All of the information is right there. Or you can call our office at 817-995-6965 and someone will answer to help you. Or you may be thinking about getting today's order packet as a Christmas present for that special patriotic someone. And I can tell you that these programs do make great gifts. So if you'd like to know more about our work and to read some great stories, just go to my website at jerrystewartusa.com, and there are hundreds of great true stories of America right there, and they are all free for you to read and enjoy. Once again, thanks so much for listening, for supporting my programs, and thanks for being a great American. Now, enjoy the rest of the show, and God bless you.
The Well Connect End of the Year Blowout Sale is here. A factory direct do-it-yourself install package is now available to our listeners. Call 231-420-8320 to find out how you can buy a Well Connect geothermal unit at a DIY discounted price. Install it yourself and qualify for a 30% federal income tax credit off your 2023 taxes. Additionally, you'll receive a cash rebate from your local electric co-op company. Well Connect uses your well water to do 80% to 90% of heating your home this winter, 100% air conditioning your home next summer, just by calling 231-420-8320. Again, save money, get a 30% federal income tax credit before the end of this year, and start saving money every month while enjoying total year-round comfort. Again, call 231-420-8320. Do it today.
Be a smart consumer this year. It's time for a new set of all-season tires. Or get a complete set of snow ice tires and winter wheels custom-sized to your vehicle. Bolt them on and store your summer tires and factory wheels for the winter. Stop by Royal Tire at 402 West Mitchell Street in Petoskey and order yours today. Don't wait till everybody needs them. Stop into Royal Tire in Petoskey today and beat everyone else. Let it snow, let it snow, let it snow.
Maybe you're looking to sell an old firearm that's been sitting around the house just collecting dust. Or maybe you've been thinking it's time to upgrade to a newer model or caliber. Either way, the place to go is Curtis Gunsmith in Petoskey. Pistols, rifles, shotguns, they buy and sell pretty much anything that goes boom when you pull the trigger. Except rocket launchers, they don't buy or sell those. So if you're looking for a new firearm or just want to sell old Betsy, you're sure to get a fair price and friendly service to boot at Curtis Gunsmith in Petoskey.
Hello and welcome back to this special Thanksgiving Day program. I'm Jerry Stewart. Today is Thanksgiving, and truly here in America, we have so much to be thankful for. As a nation, as a people, we have been so blessed. But I must admit, for the first time in my life, I'm truly concerned as to just what will happen to our nation. Unlike any time I can ever remember, there's so much discord and fighting and disagreeing within our United States that, quite frankly, it doesn't feel like we're much united at all. And there are so many around the world who want to see us fail as a nation. Some hate us because we're a nation founded on a faith in God. Others don't like us because we seek to spread democracy around the world and they don't believe in freedom for all people. Now, as hard as all of that is to take, I can live with others not liking us. There will always be those who want to see you fall. But what concerns me most today is what's happening inside America. And what I'm about to say, some today may not want to hear, but it is true. It is simply and powerfully this. Our nation, America, is a nation founded on a faith and trust in Almighty God. And today, we need Him more than ever. Now, some would choose to leave God out of any story, but when you tell the story of America, you cannot. Look at the Pilgrims. They were a simple people, a small band of men, women, and children who had no particular skills as explorers or colonists. They were not survivalists, but they were the first successful colony here in America. But what did they have? They had God. When they left for America from Holland, they asked God, just like the song says, to stand beside them and guide them. It was no accident that the storms pushed their tiny ship north to uncharted lands. It was no coincidence that the place they finally landed had no hostile Indians. There was plenty of fresh water and good soil. It was no accident that the Indian Squanto came to them and literally saved them from dying. And the Pilgrims knew it. There was no doubt or questioning. You see, for the Pilgrims, it was clear.
and obvious. It was God Himself who was their strength, their shield, their provider. It was God who was their blessing. And all through the history of our nation, we have had some really dark times. But each time, as the days became the darkest, too dark many times for us to even know our way, as a nation, we turned to God, and He led us through that darkness. And the more I study history, the more clear this truth becomes. So, just what is the message today? A message of hope, a message of blessing, a message of warning. Let us not forget how we got here as a nation and who has been with us all the way. Let us realize that we need to continue to ask God for His special blessing, and we need to be a blessing to others, ourselves. Well, that's all the show for today. May you have a wonderful and blessed Thanksgiving. Take some time today and be a blessing. I'm Jerry Stewart saying goodbye for now. May God bless America, and may God bless you.
The Sioux Animal Hospital in Sault Ste. Marie has been in the same location for 35 years. The owner, Dr. Jeff, specializes in providing all aspects of care for your animals. From annual shots to complicated bone and soft tissue surgeries, Dr. Jeff can take care of any animal. So call him today at 906-635-5910. From dogs and cats to cows and horses, Dr. Jeff loves them all. So give him a call at 906-635-5910.
I am Dr. Sherry O'Donnell, running for U.S. Senate. I am a physician, not a politician. I've been on 35 mission trips, mostly for disaster relief. I have led medical teams to every major disaster in recent history. When COVID broke out, I was asked to serve in New York City. My motivation to run for U.S. Senate is the same. As a first responder around the world, how could I not serve when my own country needs me? As your next U.S. Senator, I will bring the cure for Michigan. Vote Dr. Sherry O'Donnell, U.S. Senate. Paid for Doc Sherry for Senate.
Everybody remembers their moment, the moment Granddad handed down his old rifle. At Curtis Gunsmithing in Petoskey, we respect traditions. We also know that that old gun might not be in the same shape it was when Granddad gave it to you. Mr. Tom Curtis, the gun doctor, will take good care of old Betsy. He'll get her shined up and looking good as new. Curtis Gunsmithing is the one that you can trust with your family traditions. Give us a call at 231-838-5571. And as the gun doctor says, anything but an Abrams tank.
97.7 FM, WCHY, Sheboygan.
Your current time is noon.
This is Michigan News Source, your award-winning news team, covering the big stories that affect you across Michigan and throughout the region.
From Michigan News Source, I'm Cheryl Fritz. Our top story this hour, bridges between Michigan and Canada remained open on Wednesday afternoon following an explosion that left two people dead and shut down the Rainbow Bridge crossing near Niagara Falls in New York. On the Blue Water Bridge from Port Huron to Sarnia in Ontario, Canada, it was business as usual, but authorities said they were in touch with law enforcement, which oversees operations on the Blue Water Bridge and the International Bridge in Sault Ste. Marie in the Upper Peninsula. Online wait time at the Blue Water Bridge showed about an hour wait yesterday afternoon to enter the U.S., a higher than average wait for this time of day, but could also be a longer wait because of holiday travel. The Ambassador Bridge showed only a 5-minute wait at the time. The state sends a reminder and a warning of online venison sales. Tim Ellis has this story.
The Michigan Department of Agriculture and Rural Development has a reminder and warning for all consumers of venison. November 30th will mark the end of the state's firearm deer season, and immediately following the season, there is often an uptick of illegal venison sales through online marketplaces. Officials say many people assume food items sold online are from licensed and inspected companies, but this is not always the case. And before you buy any food, and at this time of year, particularly venison, make sure the food was processed at a facility licensed by the state. For Michigan News Source, I'm Tim Ellis.
Governor Gretchen Whitmer called active service members with the Michigan Army National Guard to offer a special holiday greeting on Wednesday. The call was made to 2nd Battalion 245th Aviation Regiment out of Lansing, 1st Battalion 182nd Field Artillery Regiment out of Detroit, and 177th Military Police Brigade out of Taylor. They are all stationed in Cuba, Kuwait, Syria, and the United Arab Emirates. The governor wished them a happy Thanksgiving. For Michigan News Source, I'm Cheryl Fritz.
while I was lying in an army hospital in Germany. My parents got a letter that said I had 48 hours to live. They even sent a flag to put on my coffin.
As America's veterans face challenges, DAV is there.
I left the military with a traumatic brain injury, and when I got home, I fought depression, anxiety, and alcohol, and had nothing to look forward to.
DAV provides a lifetime of support to veterans of every generation, helping more than a million veterans each year.
With DAV's help, my world changed 100%. I was able to build a new life for myself.
With the right support, more veterans can reach victories great and small.
I'm Adam Greathouse, Army veteran.
But there are more victories to be won.
My victory is just feeling alive and experiencing life.
Adam Greathouse, thank you for your service. May your victories inspire many more. Support more victories for veterans. Go to DAV.org.
This is Michigan News Source, your award-winning news team, covering the big stories that affect you across Michigan and throughout the region.
From your Michigan News Source Sports Desk, I'm Brock Palmbush. The traditional Thanksgiving Day game in Detroit features the 8-2 Detroit Lions hosting the 4-6 Green Bay Packers this afternoon at Ford Field. The Lions trying to break a 6-season losing streak on Turkey Day. It kicks off a big day of football in the NFL. At 4:30, it's the 7-3 Dallas Cowboys hosting the 4-7 Washington Commanders at AT&T Stadium in Arlington, Texas. And then at 8:20, NFC West rivals do battle as the 7-3 San Francisco 49ers visit the 6-4 Seattle Seahawks. There is one game in college football tonight. 12th-ranked Ole Miss visits 5-6 Mississippi State in the annual Egg Bowl game. Kickoff from Starkville, Mississippi is 7:30. And in college basketball this afternoon, 21st-ranked Michigan State plays 3rd-ranked Arizona in the Acrisure Classic in Palm Springs, California. From your Michigan News Source Sports Desk, I'm Brock Palmbush.
I need a copy of my tax return. How do I get one?
If you don't have a copy of your original tax return, you can get a transcript of your tax return for free from the IRS. A transcript shows most line items from your return, which is usually all you need. You can order a transcript of any return filed within the past 3 years, including forms 1040, 1040A, and 1040EZ. All you need to do is go to irs.gov/transcript to order your transcript today.
Crispy, blazed, toasty, faded, lit. No matter what you call it, if you're high, you're too high to drive. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
You love them enough to do anything for them.
Mom, I need to be wiped!
Coming!
Including checking NHTSA.gov/the right seat to make sure they're in the right car seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Hi, this is Ian Murphy from the Iron Pig Smokehouse in downtown Gaylord. Join me every Tuesday at 10 a.m. with Trucker Randy for an update on all things happening at the Iron Pig. We're open 7 days a week and serving breakfast Saturdays and Sundays. You can order online anytime for takeout, curbside, and delivery at ironpigsmoke.com. And be sure to keep up with our legal battle against the health department by subscribing to our podcast at fuelcasttv.com.
My name is Todd Smallenberg. I'm running to be your state representative in the 106th District. I took an oath to the Constitution and the American people my entire adult life. That oath has no expiration date. I will represent and fight for you, the people that elect me, not the folks in Lansing. Vote for me, Todd Smallenberg, and let's get Michigan back on track. Our kids and grandkids deserve a better future, and I am willing to fight for that. ElectSmallenberg.com. Paid for by Todd Smallenberg for state rep.
Your vote to listen to a pre-recorded show of Your Defending Fathers. Your Defending Fathers can be heard live Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to noon.
And now, for your holiday enjoyment, a special Thanksgiving program.
Hello and welcome to this special Thanksgiving program. I'm Jerry Stewart. Today, all across America, literally millions upon millions of very thankful people are celebrating Thanksgiving, much like the pilgrims did that first Thanksgiving almost 400 years ago. We're eating lots of delicious food, enjoying wonderful fellowship with friends and family, and we are counting our blessings. And why shouldn't we? I believe that we Americans are truly the most blessed people in the world. But my first real recollection of Thanksgiving was Miss Harris's first grade elementary class. She always